The North Water by Ian Maguire.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Behold the man. He shuffles out of Clappison's courtyard onto Sykes Street and snuffs the complex air. Turpentine, fishmeal, mustard, black lead. The usual grave, morning piss stink of just-emptied nightjars. He snorts once, rubs his bristled head, and readjusts his crotch. He sniffs his fingers, then slowly sucks each one in turn, drawing off the last remnants, getting his final money's worth. At the end of Charterhouse Lane, he turns north onto Wynne Column Lee, past the Della Pole Tavern, past the sperm candle manufactory and the oilseed mill. Above the warehouse roofs, he can see the swaying tops of main and mizzen masts, hear the shouts of the stevedores and the thump of mallets from the cooperage nearby. His shoulder rubs against the smoothed red brick. A dog runs past, a cart piled high with rough-cut timber. He breathes in again and runs his tongue along the haphazard ramparts of his teeth. He senses a fresh need, small but insistent, arising inside him. A new requirement, aching to be met. His ship leaves at first light, but before then, there is something that must be done. He peers around and for a moment wonders what it is. He notices the pink...